So good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Magnolia Public Schools regular Board of Directors meetings. My name is Jennifer Latta. I'm the Executive Assistant and Board Secretary here at Magnolia Public Schools. Before we begin, a couple of reminders. First, this meeting is being recorded. Second, if you're a member of the public and you wish to give a public comment during the public comment section of this meeting, you're more than welcome to state your name if it is something that you feel uncomfortable in doing so. You do not have to state your name. But as a reminder to our staff, as always, please state your name and title before presenting yourself to the board and to the public. And for our board members as well, if you may please state your name before asking your question or giving your comment. And with that, we'll officially begin today's meeting. The day is Tuesday, August 30th, 2022, and the time is 6:06 p.m. With that, Mr. Mohammed, if you may please call the meeting to order.
Thank you, Jennifer. Yes, I would like to call the Magnolia Public Schools regular board meeting to order. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mohammadov. With that, I'll record attendance. Mr. Mohammadov?
Here.
Thank you, Ms. Covarrubias?
Here.
Thank you, Dr. Yapano? Dr. Digbash? Ms. Gonzalez? Mr. Sheehan?
Here.
Thank you. Mrs. Elda?
Here.
Thank you. Thank you to our board members. We've established quorum. Next, we'll move on to the approval of agenda. The motion is to approve the agenda as presented. Would a board member like to move the motion?
I'll make the move. Motion, Covarrubias.
Thank you, Ms. Covarrubias. Is there a second?
Seconded, Mikhan.
Thank you for that, Mr. Mohammadov. With that, I'll take roll call vote. Mr. Mohammadov?
Here.
Thank you, Ms. Covarrubias.
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Sheehan?
Yes.
Thank you, Mrs. Elden?
Yes.
Thank you for that. Before we move on, hi, Dr. Yapano, can you hear us?
Yes.
Thank you. So for minutes purposes, Dr. Yapano joined us at 6:07 p.m. Dr. Yapano, we're approving the agenda as presented. Would you like to give your vote?
Yes.
Okay. So in total, thank you to our board members. The agenda has been approved as presented. Next, we'll move on to public comments. As a reminder, you're given 3 minutes to state your comments. 6 minutes of translation is needed. If you're a member of the public and you wish to give a public comment, you may unmute yourself now.
Hi, my name is Tristan Lopez. I am a seventh grader at Magnolia Public Schools 8. And I had recently heard from my principal and vice principal that we could make a proposition of some sort to change something at our school. And a problem that I had heard from a lot of students was that a lot of them didn't like wearing uniform. And last year I was sixth grade president and I'm gonna run for seventh grade president this year as well. So me and a group of students who were in student ambassadors last year came up with an idea of a free dress Friday, which essentially means that on Fridays, we could have free dress, following dress code protocol, of course. And I think this would be a good solution because it would be a good day that students are looking forward to and would be more motivated to come. And it would really make students happier if we did have it. And thank you for your time.
Thank you so much for your public comment, Tristan. Is there any further public comments?
Hi, Jennifer. This is Gokhan Sirs, Principal and Regional Director at MSA San Diego. Good evening, board members and public. We just opened our school on Monday. We are so excited, and we celebrated the first day with our superintendent, chief academic officer, and a lot of the home office team members with our students and parents. We are a little bit short on enrollment, but it was a great start, and spending time with students and providing them free breakfast, lunch every day is a really you know, that's the reason I think we are all here. So we just looked forward to this first day of school. And we are also so lucky that all of our team members were able to come in on the first day, you know, with COVID restrictions. But I want to thank you all for your support to make our school a wonderful place for our students and community members. And hopefully we will be sharing a lot of success stories throughout the school year at this board meetings. Thank you.
Thank you for your public comment, Mr. Sears. Is there any further public comments?
Yes, hey Jennifer, how you doing? This is Jason Hernandez, Director of Student Services. So not too often I come out here and share any things, but I do want to share a highlight. Over the past year, a lot of our school site leaders have been concerned with students being able to access transportation. And so we started researching the ability to partnership with Metro to acquire tap cards. So as of last week, Friday, we started distributing out tap cards to all our LA area students at Magnolia Science Academy. And so I wanted to give kudos to the leadership for figuring out, hey, this is a need. How can we get it addressed? And, you know, we started doing all the legwork, the research. And so now it's moving. And now we're looking at Santa Ana to see how we can provide something similar. And then we'll also be looking out at San Diego. So just wanted to share that that good news to all of you. Thank you.
Thank you, Jason. Is there any further public comments? Perfect. So with that, just adding on to the public comment by Tristan, which was a request. Tristan, we can't comment on your request here at the moment, but it will be taken under consideration by the board. So I just wanted to let you know now, but we appreciate your comment here and thank you so much for joining. And if you want to stay, we totally recommend you staying. So with that, I'll just open up the floor if there's any further public comments before we move on. Okay, if no further public comments, we'll move forward with the agenda next with action items, starting with 2A, approval for assignment and acquisition of 18242 Sherman Way, execution of lease agreement with MPM Sherman Winneka LLC, and repayment of rent. This will be presented, or this was previously presented at the MPS Audit and Facilities Committee that was held at 5:30 p.m. today. So I'll turn it over to Mr. Mohamedov as the chair for the committee, if you may please report out.
Thank you, Jennifer. Yes, this item was presented earlier at our Audit and Facilities Committee meeting. So this is in regards to the purchase of the adjacent building to Magnolia Science Academy 1. It is being purchased through an LLC that is, again, controlled by MPS. In regards to details, Patrick, I would like to invite you to brief the board with more details, if you don't mind, please. Thank you.
Yes, no, absolutely. Thank you. This is Patrick Montiveros, Director of Facilities and General Counsel. So there's a number of items here. So I will walk through these items just to make sure everything is clear to the members of the board. So, presently, the purchase and sale agreement and escrow for the purchase of the 18242 Sherman Way property is in the name of MRF or MPS. In order to complete the transactions, MPS, we're recommending that MPS assign that agreement to this newly formed LLC so that LLC can take title to the property. And just by way of background, this newly formed LLC, MPM Sherman Winneka LLC, is a wholly owned subsidiary of Magnolia Properties Management Inc., which, as many of you know, is a 501c3 nonprofit public benefit corporation. It's It's a support corporation under the tax code, which means its sole purpose for existing is to support MPS and its mission. So this is a typical of the transactions that, you know, both we do and many of our peers do. You have the main or the principal CMO organization, and then you have this separate organization that holds title to the property and leases it to, you know, to MPS for the benefit of a particular school. This allows MPS to apply for SB 740 funding. So that is the reason why this is done. Many of you are familiar with that. Some of you may have questions about that, especially the newer board members. I will make it a point to provide you with some documentation just so you can have that background. Okay, so again, an assignment from MPS to this newly formed LLC so that this LLC can take title. The next item is for that LLC to sign a lease agreement with Magnolia for the use and occupancy of that property. So that would be the next item. The third item is the receipt by MPS from MPM Sherman Way LLC. This is yet another LLC that holds title to the existing properties that make up the MSA 1 campus. And what I'd like to explain here is that, as you all well know, MPM Sherman Way LLC sold a strip of land to the city so that the city can build their awesome new ice hockey rink, which we will use extensively. And as part of that, the money went to MPM Sherman Way LLC, which is the owner, the holder of title to the property. So MPM Sherman Way LLC received this money. And what is happening now is that money is going to be refunded to Magnolia Public Schools because the campus has been reduced in size and in value. So that money is going from MPM Sherman Way LLC to Magnolia. And the instrument that accomplishes that is the First Amendment to the amended and restated lease agreement for the existing premises. And the First Amendment, I think a copy of that is attached to this report. All it really does is recite that MPM Sherman Way LLC is refunding the money to Magnolia.
And just to add this here for minutes purposes, Dr. Yalpino left at 6:18 p.m.
Sorry, kids. Where was I?
Sorry, Patrick, yes. Let me intrude again. Dr. Yalpino rejoined at 6:18, so I apologize for that. Go ahead.
Let's see. So as you know, we're asking in item two that Magnolia enter into this 18242 lease with Winnetka Avenue LLC. Under this lease, Magnolia will pay to the LLC advance rent in the amount of $938,000. Why is it doing this? Well, it's doing this because the LLC is getting a loan from a lender, CLI Capital, in the amount of $3,250,000. Sorry, dogs. Sorry, dogs. This time. So the purchase price for the property is $4 million. The LLC is getting a loan in the amount of 3.25 million. So there is a difference there that needs to be made up. And this is how we're making up that difference. So again, MPS will make a non-refundable advanced rent payment to the Winnetka Avenue LLC so that those funds can then be used to complete the transaction. The next item is Magnolia Public Schools, MRF, is actually the manager of the LLC. So this next item is basically authorizing MPS to sign all the loan documents and acquisition documents for the Winnetka Avenue LLC acquisition and closing of the 18242 Sherman Way property. And then finally, we include an omnibus resolution just to allow our CEO and superintendent to execute any documents or instruments that are necessary to complete these transactions. I did want to point out in the conclusion and budget impact section that MPS is using, again, the refund money to make the advanced rent payment to Winnetka Avenue LLC. So there's no impact to MSA1's operating budget. The other item I wanted to point out in connection with the lease, which is obviously tied to the loan that the LLC is getting, under that loan, there is, for the first year, or roughly the first year, no money is actually due to the lender. So for that first year, if we choose to, we can just accrue that interest. And then at the end of that year, that interest that has accrued would be added to the loan that would then start amortizing over a 30-year period. And with that, I'm happy to answer any questions you may have. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Ontiveros. Is there any questions or comments from the members of the public? If not, board members, do you have any questions or comments regarding this item?
Patrick, one more question. I realize I should have asked this in the prior meeting, but it just occurred to me now. When we say that the interest on the CLI loan is going to be capitalized so that it just is added to the principal and there's no payment over the first year, do we have the option of paying? Does MSA1 have the option of paying that interest during the first year? Is there a reason why we'd prefer it to be capitalized where it would just incur further interest down the line?
That's a great question. This is Patrick again. We asked them to do that specifically because by the time we had, the loan had been negotiated and resolved, it had not been in the budget. So for the 22-23 year, so we asked them if they would be willing to capitalize the interest and add it to the principal. So. You know, we wouldn't have to make any payment during this year, but the documents do allow for us to do it. So it's entirely up to us. We have the flexibility.
Got it. Okay, thank you.
Any further questions from our board members? Perfect. If no further questions, the motion is for the board to approve the following actions. One, the assignment by MPS to MPM Sherman Winnetka LLC, the Winnetka Avenue LLC, of all its right, title, and interest, and two, that certain agreement for the purchase of the property located at 18242-44 Sherman Way in Reseda, including the right to take title to the property. Two, the execution of that certain lease agreement by and between MPS and Winnetka Avenue LLC, for the use and occupancy of the 18242 Sherman Way property by Magnolia Science Academy 1. Three, the receipt by MPS from MPM Sherman Way LLC of $1,268,717.50 under that certain First Amendment to amended and restated lease agreement for the property located at 18220-18238 Sherman Way, presently occupied by MSA 1. by and between MPS and MPM Shimon Way LLC, pursuant to which MPM Shimon Way LLC has refunded or will refund to MPS a portion of its rent because of the sale of land and diminution of in value of the existing premises, for the execution by MPS of the First Amendment, 5, under the 18242 lease, the payment by MPS to Winnetka Avenue LLC of non-refundable advanced rent in the amount of $938,000, inclusive of a good faith deposit of $50,000 made by MPS and $888,000 in new money. 6, the execution by MPS on behalf of Winnetka Avenue LLC as its sole manager of all documents, including all loan documents, for the acquisition by Winnetka Avenue LLC of the 18242 Sherman Way property. And 7, the execution by the MPS CEO and superintendent or his designees of such documents and instruments as may be necessary to undertake and complete the foregoing actions. With that, would a board member like to move the motion?
I'll move, Mekhan.
Thank you, Mr. Mohamedov. Is there a second?
I'll second, Dan.
Thank you, Mr. Sheehan. With that, I'll take roll call vote. Mr. Mohamedov?
Yes.
Yes, Ms. Covarrubias?
Yes.
Yes, Dr. Yapino? Mr. Sheehan?
Yes.
Yes, Mrs. Aldum?
Yes.
Yes. And then once again, Dr. Yapino, for your vote.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you to our board member. The motion carries with unanimous vote. And that concludes all of our items for tonight's meeting. Thank you all for joining. At this point, I ask Mr. Mohamedov if you may please adjourn. The time is 6:27 p.m.
Thank you, everyone. I would like to adjourn the Magnolia Public Schools board meeting. Thanks for joining.
Thank you, everyone. Have a great night.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Night.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Night.